Construction insurance know-how. 2. Single project policy.
Construction insurance, CI policy, was originally known as contract works insurance, and each policy was individually issued for every project undertaken. The policy covered works under construction at the project site only against damage caused by all risks, although not all risks were in fact covered. The actual coverage was not much more than acts of God. Third-party liability was on a claims-made basis and consisted of a one-page endorsement. Today, we call contract works insurance construction insurance. The coverage has adopted an accidental damage approach to the works under construction and has been considerably broadened. Third-party liability is now a full section of its own and operates on an occurrence basis.
This edition of Know How helps explain the extent of coverage under the SURA policy, how it works in practice, and how SURA's innovative approach can help you, our broker, and our mutual clients. Let's look at a typical scenario.
Joe Bloggs has just entered into a contract with his friend John to construct a new dwelling. This is the first time Joe will be head contractor, as he only obtained his builder's license earlier this year. According to the contract, Joe is responsible for arranging the construction insurance. As it turns out, you and Joe caught up at a recent school reunion function, and you mentioned you are now an insurance broker. You've swapped a couple of messages on Facebook since then, and Joe realises his insurance knowledge is pretty thin. He messages you for some advice. A couple of days later, you've already met with Joe, and the meeting went really well. Joe can't believe he hasn't caught up with you before. Joe has a range of policies all due at different dates throughout the year, and it is clear to you that the whole insurance program needs review. Joe advises you that at the moment, all he needs is a construction policy, and you suggest that an annually renewable policy covering all his projects would be the way to go. As Joe expects to spend the next 12 months totally focused on this project, his first, he instructs you to arrange a single project policy.
Types of cover SURA provides.
The single project policy covers a specific project. The policy can be taken out either by the owner or principal or the contractor undertaking the works. Coverage commences from the date of legal possession of the site and ends when the project reaches practical completion and is accepted by the owner, or when the owner takes over the project, or the date specified in the policy schedule. Apart from cover for the actual works under construction at the project site during the construction period, and if required by the contract, a limited cover during the defects liability period. Section 1, material damage, the policy can include benefits such as 1. Removal of debris. Pays to remove and dispose of the damaged works from a site and any other material that might have come onto the site due to the cause of loss. 2. Professional fees. This pays for architects and engineers to prepare new drawings if required for the repair of the damaged works. 3. Transit. This covers materials that are to be incorporated into the works when being transported to the site. 4. Off-site storage. This covers materials to be incorporated into the works if they need to be temporarily stored away from the site. 5. Expediting expenses. This covers extra costs to speed up repair. And 6. Mitigation expenses, additional costs incurred to minimise further damage in the event of a loss. There are three main exclusions. 1. Loss covered under builder warranty insurance. 2. Faulty workmanship, materials and design. Please note this exclusion is limited to the defective part. And 3. Gradual deterioration and normal upkeep. Under Section 2, third-party liability, the insured is indemnified when they are found legally liable to compensate a third party for personal injury and property damage arising from an occurrence in connection with the insured project. The cover also extends to any legal costs incurred by the insured to settle the claim. Indemnity also extends to contractual liability. The main exclusions are 1. Defective design. 2. Employer's liability, workers' compensation payments. 3. Insured property under Section 1. 4. Fines and penalties. 5. product defects, 6, product liability, 7, professional duty or professional indemnity insurance, 8, subsidence, vibration removal of support, this can be included by endorsement, and 9, care custody control, which can also be provided by endorsement.
How does Sura's cover work?
A deposit premium is based on the estimated contract value and the limit of liability amount for Section 2, with an adjustment based on the final contract value using adjustment rates Sura advises you at the time of policy inception. Where extensions of period are required, these can be provided by endorsement at terms agreed.
Risk management tips.
What things could you do to better understand your client's needs? First, obtain a completed construction insurance application form from the client. Second, obtain a copy of the building contract to review the insuring clauses and to ensure the construction insurance policy is compliant with the client's obligations under the building contract. For standard building contracts, the Sura construction policy is compliant. And third, follow up with the client about 1 month before the scheduled completion of the project and see if an extension is required and if the contract value needs to be increased.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the latest edition of Know How. For more information and to hear other know-hows, go to our website at sura.com.au.